The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, I guess all check Jean Clark come and look to ask here and a shock than a shall meet Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night, and I have to say I haven't felt as like at home in years as I feel tonight. I have two Roscommon men here with me, John Jigger O'Connor and Damien Dunn, and of course two former Roscommon stars and our own Brendan Devaney here alongside me as well, keeping the peace among us Roscommon men as we look ahead to next weekend's big game between Donegal and Roscommon in Dr. Hyde Park in the Alliance National Football League. We're going to talk to Damien, to John and to Brendan about that. We're going to talk to about their own memories of meeting and playing against each other down the years as well. I don't think Damien and or Brendan and John would have met, his slighter older vintage, but certainly Damien, I think, and Brendan did cross paths once or twice, and well, we'll talk to them about that as well and reflect on their own careers. But first, just to remember, if you want to contact us or have any views or have any questions for the boys, we'd certainly love to hear from you if you text us on our new number of 086 60 25000. That's 086 60 25000, and if you're texting us from the north of Ireland, it's 003 53 86 60 25000. Well, first of all, gentlemen, you're all very welcome. And we'll start with you, John, because obviously you're John Jigger Connor and you're the father of Dara Jigger Connor, of course, one of the present Donegal young stars, emerging stars, and of course a member of the team back in 2014 as well. Tell me, John, first of all, I suppose the O'Connor house in Buncrana is very much divided this week, is it?
No, not a bit. We're all rooting for Donegal this week, you know.
Yeah, he's got his first elbow from Damien Dodd, and he can tell you here.
The first time I actually had to make a decision was to play in the minor in 2014 in the All-Ireland quarterfinals.
And Dara was playing that, didn't
he? No, he wasn't playing, but I was at the game. It was down in Sligo, and I met a load of the Roscommon, a lot of players and former players and team managers and stuff. And at half time, I said to them, I was sort of neutral in the first half, but I know I'm going to be rooting for Donegal in the second half.
Yeah.
They said, well, we can't blame you because your son is involved now, so.
Yeah, you're a Donegal man.
I'm not a Donegal man.
And Damien, of course, you're a resident in Donegal now as well, and of course, former full-back, centre-half-back, and replacement all-star. What years did you play for Roscommon?
I first came into the squad around 1990, and 10 years on panels up to 2000. I broke my leg in 2000, and I think I missed the next year, and that was the year they won the Connacht Championship, so we had lean years throughout the 90s that time. But 10 years there.
Yeah, you probably have a Connacht medal from 91, though, have you?
Yeah, I was on the squad that time. My brother Mike was on that side. He was in the team, but I was on the panel that year.
And you have special memories of playing against Donegal. There weren't that many, but maybe tell us about the first time you played against them.
My first recollection, I can recall three games. One was the first time I ever played senior with Roscommon was a goal charity match before an All-Ireland final in 1990. And we went out to St. Vincent's pitch, and Roscommon had only 13, and myself and a friend went out to get All-Ireland final tickets, and we ended up being drafted in to play. So I got to borrow Paul Early's boots, and I was marking Martin Shovlin on the day, and so I was presuming Martin was out the night before because I scored 1-3 on him that day. And I left the ground, I was called into the senior panel, I got a pair of socks and I got an All-Ireland ticket, so I had a good day that day.
Brilliant. All down to Martin Shovlin's
down to Martin. Yeah. But, first league match against Donegal, I think it was in Ballybuffet in 92. I remember I was playing centre back and I was marking Jamesy McHugh. I think we were well beaten the same day, but both teams qualified
for the league,
quarter finals that year. Yeah.
That was 92, actually, and I think you played Tyrone and Cavan, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Did that go to extra time or something? Or
I cannot remember.
Yeah. Tyrone beat you. No, did you? No, you beat Tyrone. Did you?
Tyrone went on to the final. They lost to Derry, I think, in the final that year.
Yeah, Dublin beat Donegal as well. I remember there was a lot of soul searching after that, and it's amazing Donegal went on to win the other Ireland after that then, you know.
Yeah.
And Brendan, I know you played against Roscommon once or twice, but you were telling me your first meeting with Damien, I think we have to let everybody in.
Well, no, it wasn't the first meeting. Well, we were normally in a higher league than Roscommon, that's why we didn't play them very often.
Oh.
No, Damien actually, Damien Land up his endurance and he was doing a bit of work, so I was in the physio table, so he came in and gave me a bit of treatment.
Because he's a physio by profession.
He did physio, yeah. And somebody told me he's from Tipperary, you see. So he was giving me a rub on the table and I said to him, "No, did you play a bit yourself?" He says, last time I played in Hyde Park, I marked you, Donegal, Roscommon game. So I was a bit embarrassed about that there because I'd got bad information. But yeah, my memories probably of Roscommon are actually all centred around Shane Corn, unfortunately, and somebody like cut out of a straitjacket and given 10 cans of Red Bull there and going tearing up the pitch, and that was quite a sight. That's my memories of Hyde Park and Roscommon.
Yeah, that was Damien, yeah?
I remember talking to Brendan a number of years ago and we were chatting about a particular game. It was an opening of a pitch in St. Ronan's in Ballyfarnan down in Roscommon, and Brendan was telling me he was playing that day and he was saying that he had he's playing in at full back and or full forward, and he says he got an awful hammering, that the fellow was marking him, it was hitting him all day and Pat dragging Williams. At him. And I says, "Oh yeah, yeah." I says, "I remember that game. Yeah, I think you were marking a fella called Shovels, from our club."
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Actually, I never admitted to Brendan that it was me who was marking him that day. I just couldn't catch up.
Funny. I was there that day. I was involved with Donegal that time. I was a mentor with Donegal that time. If you remember that,
that's right.
Down in St. Roland. So, and John, did you play much against Donegal in your time? I think Roscommon were in the higher league that time.
Donegal were division 4 or 5, I think, at the time. I remember playing them in an opening of a pitch in Donegal in 1977 or something. That's the only time we actually ever played them.
We were
Division 1 all the time, and I think they were Division 3, you know, really.
Yeah, they were pretty low that time, all right. So, you know. Your years were, what years were you?
76 to 83.
Yeah, and you won 4 Connacht in a row.
4 in a row, and we lost 2 All-Ireland semi-finals by 1 point and the final by 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figure actually losing some of those semi-finals by a point had a really bad effect on us, because you know if we had won actually one of them semi-finals, you know, we'd have that much experience then going into a final, you know.
Hmm.
And we lost them.
And you had the final one too against Kerry, you know.
That's right. Well, it's just you didn't get the rub of the green, and you need that. I don't care, no matter how good or how bad, you know, you do need some luck.
You scored the goal that day, didn't you?
I scored a goal, but then your man got the save of the year off me as well from a shot. He won the save of the year, and if I'd scored that...
That was a fly kick, if I remember.
A fly kick, yeah. I hit the ball 14 yards off, hit it on the ground, and was going up to the top corner. He told it, Charlie Nelligan said, next he said he never saw it. Just reflex, pure reflex.
Yeah. Well, we all felt you should have picked that ball up, actually.
Yeah, but you didn't. No, there was no way you'd pick it up. It was just the right thing to do at the time, you know.
I think this man knew what to do best. I would have trusted his instincts.
Damien, probably when you were growing up as a wee boy, he was probably one of your ideals. He was the big man in strokes.
Oh, he was, yeah. I would have remembered that particular game. We were on schoolboy tickets on Hill 16 and we were right behind the goal. And it's funny, that incident where Nelligan made the save will always stick in your mind.
That was a great team, wasn't it? Like, and if my memory serves me right, John, I know the game has advanced seriously, but you put in serious preparation for that time. Tom Heenan was manager, wasn't that right?
Yeah, Tom was manager, but we did train hard. People think that, you know, we didn't do weights. Like, any weight was doing with your body weight. We weren't into weight rooms or anything. We trained hard, you know. Yeah. You do a week.
You did a week, I remember, for one of those semi-finals.
You do a week, and you train twice a day, so we were in... Yeah, we were in good shape, but we weren't into weights at all. It was more...
And just remind the listeners who was on that Roscommon team.
Well, God rest Dermot Early. He was a midfield. Everyone else is still alive.
Yeah.
And he had Seamus Hayden in midfield with him. He had Tony McManus, who I'm sure a lot of people would have heard of. His son now is involved with Roscommon.
Yeah.
You had John O'Gara. You had Gay Sheeran. He was the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So we had actually, there was 9 of us, were 24 and under, and we lost that All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, you know, you're going to have, you know, if you have 9 players, 24 and under, surely. But we didn't have anything coming behind, so. And I think psychologically, after losing 2 semi-finals and then a final, I don't know how Muir doing it, there must have good psychiatrists over there, because I think we just fell apart.
After
the All-Ireland final.
And is it a psychological thing, is it?
Well, I think if you keep losing once, you know, if you keep losing them, that doubt does creep into your head, I think, eventually.
Because Conor Gale lost a series. serious amount of club finals.
They won
five.
Around the same time, they won five All-Ireland club finals.
Yeah,
which is, you know, unheard of. You know, you never hear of any team making it to five, really, except for Ross McGlenn, maybe, or somebody like that. It has made a lot of them, but unheard of. To
and on to the modern day, Damien. I know you were in O'Donnell Park on Sunday, watching Kerry and Donegal. What did you make of the game? What did you make of Kerry first?
Yeah, I thought it was a very similar game to Roscommon Donegal in O'Donnell Park last year. Kerry particularly their forward division, were absolutely flying, and you could only be impressed by their use of foot passing and even in tight situations. But the movement of their forwards off the ball was incredible, and their ability to win the ball. To me, Donegal looked quite leggy, and looks like they're in the middle of heavy training. I think what stood to Donegal is, they came back in the last 10-15 minutes and they showed very well, and particularly when they were running up through the centre, they were piercing through the Kerry defence. Now, I know some people are saying, Kerry were gone back onto the bus at that stage, but I think that the team will take a lot of confidence from that last 10 minutes, and particularly the younger players. Young players, a lot of them look like they were slightly in awe of the Kerry jersey. But that last 15, when they got into their stride and got moving, I think they'll have taken a lot of that, and I expect them to bring that to Hyde Park on Sunday. I don't think they're going to be in the same way in awe of a Roscommon jersey, so I'd expect a totally different performance from them, but also from our lads next Sunday.
And you mentioned there about them running through. Is the modern game gone maybe more in favour of forwards, you know, because with the black card now and everything, you know, defenders have to be under better behaviour, shall we say, than they used to be. And I know we have two forwards here to my left, and you were right.
Yeah, you would think so. It's much tougher for defenders, but the way the game has gone now, if you looked at the game last Sunday, when the ball was turned over, both sides were getting 12, 13 players behind the ball, and then they were coming at waves. Kerry used it better the last day because they kept two guys on the flanks the whole time, literally on the sideline, so they worked it up the outside channel, whereas Donegal were moving it up the middle channel. But the problem for defenders now is very much a referee's interpretation of how they tackle and what the tackle it looks like to them, and it's making it very difficult. And you can see, like, you know, I mean, I'd hate to be playing centre back or full back and have Michael Murphy running straight at you with a ball, because you're there, what do you do here to try and stop the guy? And the advantage
get out of the way.
The advantage is very much with him in that perspective.
Tata, I guess they're letting Clara come and Luke Claskeel and Shachtana, and show my special guest tonight. That's the voice of former Roscommon footballer Damien Dondon, of course, now resident here in Letterkenny, and he's with us tonight. So too is John Jigger O'Connor, another former Roscommon player and of course father of current Donegal young star Dara O'Connor. And also here beside me, we haven't heard much from him yet, but we will in the next part of the show. That's Damien or Brendan Devaney. But first of all, we just go for a little break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rash, good evening, Clare, coming to class again, a shock on the show. With me, Tom Comack, as special guests tonight are John Jigger O'Connor and Damien Donnan, former Roscommon players, and Brendan Devaney, of course, the Donegal star of the recent past. Brendan, we heard Damien there summing up about what he thought about Donegal last Sunday. What did you make of them?
Yeah, pretty much what I expected, Tom. I think the big thing, Neil McGee being injured in the warm up, was huge, because we just need. We needed experience, and we needed, you know, stalwarts. And then Gainey being probably their best forward, one of the best in Ireland. You know, he scored 2-4. I think there's certain positions on the pitch, depending on what happens around a keeper and kickouts, but certainly number 3, number 6 need experience, and 2 midfielders. So once McGee was out, our whole centre there is inexperienced. And if you look at, you know, no harm to McGee and McFadden and Langan, right, they're very talented players. You look at the physical power of particularly Mourne. You know, if you think, and I think back to Neil Gallagher coming up to training in Castle Fan, we were doing a tackling drill, he was like Bambi on ice, just, you know, and he was all, like, he just hadn't matured into that player, and then, you know, he became the best midfielder in Ireland for me. So these guys are going to take time, but that's centre point of your team. You need that strength and that experience in there, you know, particularly in those four positions, and that's, we didn't have that at all. And I think Kerry then was scoring at
you
one.
Mentioned Michael Langan there and Jason McGee, and they've been drafted straight in from last year's minor team. Are they too young?
I don't think so. I mean, the funny thing about Langham was, and I'm not saying this any, I don't like criticising our own players, but I was disappointed with him from the simple fact that not many of your listeners would have seen the game in Oma, Tom, and he was a one player, was well equipped to take on Throne. I thought the guy's two brilliant feet, scored with either foot. I think he scored 3 points, set up the other one. He caught four kickouts in the first half. So that guy definitely is a talent, and maybe it just wasn't one.
Or maybe it's what Damien says, that we're a little in awe of the Kerry.
Maybe so. I think Donegal's last few years have been in and around a lot of these big teams a lot. I don't think it was maybe what it was years ago. I think probably, you know, this last maybe 6-7 years, I think that's maybe changed a bit. But if you look at the full forward lines now, you know, Kerry scored 2-8 from play from the full forward line. Our full forward line got 2 points from play. And there's certainly a huge issue around, you know, I know Michael was given all the responsibility coming from deep in that and setting up plays, and that's fair enough. But we have to somehow get Michael in the scoring positions. You know, Ryan McHugh, you know, for me last year was in the top 3-4 players in Ireland. You know, this, I know it's the first game of the season, but we really need some players like these guys now, particularly the likes of Ryan. You know, for me, he's one of our main players now. We can't have him kind of in and out of the game. We need him in the game. And this game now, as I say, coming up, I think it could be relegation already for whoever doesn't come out on top on Sunday.
Mm, I think that's a general perception, John, isn't it? Or view that, you know, the losers on Sunday are in bother.
No, I think so. And I think Roscommon are thinking the very same as what Donegal are. And I think that, you know, they actually played Tyrone pretty good last week. I was talking to some people that were at the game, and they said that they actually targeted Tyrone's full back line in the first half, and they scored a goal, and then went for more goals instead. They could have taken 4 more points, so they could have been a lot closer to them.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll be too unhappy about how they played last week. So I think they are targeting this, and this is, everyone says to me, this is the one we've been looking at for the 2 points at home.
Yeah.
That's what they've been thinking from the very start. They knew Tyrone. They didn't expect to win against Tyrone. So. Yeah.
And Damien, we know Donegal are in transition and there's a lot of new players coming in, but I know, speaking to you during the week, you know, the Donegal or the Roscommon team that's going to face Donegal on Sunday is almost, not quite, but nearly unrecognisable from the one that was in O'Donnell Park last year.
Yeah, I think from the team that played in O'Donnell Park, there's 6 players gone out of the team, but out of the whole squad from last year, there's at least 12 gone out of that squad between retirements and some guys who haven't been brought back in. So you look at the squad at the moment and the average age there is probably under 23. And I find it just a bit strange to see that all the experience has gone, that, you know, Senan Kilbride has retired, Neil Collins, Cathal Craig, who Cathal up here last year destroyed Donegal, he's gone at the moment. Guys like Dave Keenan, Donny Shine, Niall Carty, they're not in the squad. Ian Kilbride is a massive loss to Roscommon because he had a lot of power and physique around the middle of the field, and he's off with the Army abroad at the moment. So they're playing guys who've come through 21s in the last couple of years. Apart from losing experience, it's the physical side that they're going to miss most. And with the players they're playing yet, no more than the new lads with Donegal, they're all fine footballers, but they have to mature physically over the next few years to get up the level. And the fact that Kevin McStay is in for 3 years, is his plan is over the 3 years, is not for a 1 year hit. He's saying that he's happy with the progress so far, but I think a lot of people down there are resigned that we're probably, our level is Division 2. We had a great year and a great spring last year going around to Division 1 games and Mighty Crack in Killarney and Cork and up here. But we probably overachieved in the division last year, and losing all those players is going to bring us back down. This weekend is massive because we have 3 home games. Donegal have 4, and we have Kerry and I think it's Cavan at home in the last game. We have to go to Croke Park and we have to go to Castlebar, and unfortunately in Castlebar we haven't taken much in the last 30 years, you know. So it's definitely a 4-point game, and even with that, the fact we've only the 3 home games, I think the advantage is probably more with Donegal to stay in the division rather than ourselves.
Yeah, and tell me, you mentioned there some of those are retirements and some are left out. Are some of them a fallout from what happened last year? And we know all the problem. We don't know what the problem was, but there certainly something happened between spring and summer last year.
Yeah, like something definitely happened. I don't know what it was, and those involved, you know, in fairness to them, they're keeping it to themselves, and it's between them, the generally manly thing for the betterment of Roscommon football. If you look at a lot of those players, though, like the likes of Dave Keenan and Donny Shine, Niall Carty, all those guys are only 27, 28, they were all part of those six minor side. So similar to when Jim McGuinness came into Donegal, he got a bunch of lads at that mature level of 27, 28 to lead. And all of a sudden, from our perspective, these guys are gone out of the panel at the moment. And to me, that just seems a bit strange, because despite they're on the road for 10, 12 years between underage and that, you can't beat experience, and particularly when you're bringing in young players that are 21, 22, you need those guys to show.
And is what the management don't fancy them? Or
well, you'd have to talk to Kevin next day about that. But yeah.
John, you were in New York last year when one of the most embarrassing results ever was to happen for any county, weren't you?
The writing was on the wall. The writing was on the wall that day, and I knew it because I remember when Dara came home after Roscommon Hammer, Donegal, and he said that he don't be seen in the summertime, and he was right, you know, because he figured they were at such a level last year that they wanted to stay in Division One, so they had trained that much harder. But they were terrible in New York, and the writing was on the wall that day because they had no answer when a New York team went at them. They couldn't respond. You know, sometimes you're not up for a game, but you should be able to beat a New York team. And New York should have beaten them that day. You know, and it was.
And that was been thrown about a lot, that they were overtrained and
Can
you be overtrained? Can you, Damien? You know, I'm not.
You can. You can peak too early. Yeah. It's a long season, but if you're flying it in January, it's very hard to keep that going into the summertime. And as John says, they were nearly caught in New York, but you could see the performances. They struggled down in Carrick and Shannon. Their first half against Sligo was probably the worst half of championship football I've seen a Roscommon side play in years, and they recovered in the second half. And the Connacht final was just a very poor game. Yeah. But yet, when they had the chance to win the game at the end of it in the last 5 minutes, they just didn't go for it when they should have gone for it, and the wheels came off totally after that with the replay. They were well beaten, and Clare took them apart in the playoffs.
They set up very defensively in the Connacht final, didn't they? And they stuck with it even when you know the game was there to go for it. You know.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that was to do with the weather conditions on the day in Salt Hill were just
atrocious.
But as well as that is that kind of fear of winning the game. So when they had the chance to go after Galway and the last 5 minutes when they were attacking, all they had to do was try and work in and draw a free to win the game. But they kept going lateral and kept coming away from it. And the fact that Galway were set up defensively as well made it a lot harder.
John, you must be very happy with Dara's return last week. Came on, kicked 2 points, you know, was involved quite a lot.
Yeah, it's good to see him back. You know, it's very hard to just watch somebody go through so many injuries, and he had a horrendous 2 years of injuries.
Just remind us what the injuries he had in those 2 years.
Well, he hurt his right knee first, and then he came back. He was perfectly, and he got attacked by a tackle from a goalkeeper, and his left knee in a club match. The keeper came out and cleaned him out of it, but it wasn't. It actually didn't. The cruciate didn't go then. But he came back to fit his, and eventually the cruciate went then in September, I think it was, of 2000. So he's had a tough 2 years of it, but it's good to see him back.
Yeah, so, and he's obviously had to put in a lot of hard work on his own.
Oh, it's unreal, the amount of...
Yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time. Jimmy is telling me here on the headphones. Looking at Sunday, Brendan, what are you expecting from Ross Donegal?
Yeah, but I think a lot of Ross Common chances were through the middle, running the ball. We've got to be careful of that. I think Keenan Ward was excellent the last day. See, Dara coming on, and young Conor Gibbons as well coming on, you know, certainly give us a wee bit of emphasis in attack. But we seen Keenan Ward, you remember, up in Fermanagh last year in McKenna Cup, and he was man of the match. He was our best player anyway at six. He's got pace, and he's got the ability to read the game, and that's what I think.
Because it was a daunting task last week to find out on Sunday morning that you were going in the full back for your first start in this league game against Kerry. Paul Geaney, you know,
he played really well. Kieran Thompson scored 3 points as well. You know, there's pluses on there. I think it's a very much a 50-50 game. I know the lads is kind of playing up the Donegal side of things. I'm not too sure about that. You know, what we've seen the last day is a Donegal team that's basically been thrown together. So we're not sure what we're going to get. Tom, I think we'll certainly get
What do you mean thrown together now? They've put in a lot of work, seemingly over the winter.
Yeah, but what games have they played together?
Yeah.
They haven't played any games together. The training's fine. Everybody knows each other. You don't know each other out in the pitch. You don't know your lines that you're playing on. I mean, the defence...
You think the idea of not playing the McKenna Cup was a bad one?
I don't think he had any choice between the college students' injuries, retirements. I don't think he had any choice in that. But for now, it's going to take this team a good few games to get to know themselves. And even as it stands, you know, we need Neil McGee in, back in a fullback, and we need to get some structure in the defence, because it's all fine. There was good breaks forward on men coming off the shoulder. They were coming in weaves. They're obviously practicing that, a lot of training. But you need a solid defence where you can shut out teams. And Kerry were coming through at will. I think that's the big focus for Donegal in the league, to get that defensive structure in place.
How do you see it go, Damien? You know Roscommon. You've seen Donegal.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what team Roscommon put out this week. Particularly, I think the midfield battle again is going to be crucial. Last week, Donegal didn't get a platform in midfield, and I put them under awful pressure. For us, I think we need more power in the side. So I'm hoping players like Thomas Corcoran will be brought into the side, even though he's playing Sigerson this week. I'm not sure what the story is with Jeremy Murta, if he's still on the injury table. I know he's near a return, but he'd be a massive boost to us. I hope that our lads, the fact they're back in Hyde Park, that they'll have a spring and an extra spring in their step. If they win the midfield battle and take the game, they're in with a chance. But overall, I think Donegal have that bit more scoring power up front with Paddy McBearty, Michael Murphy, Ryan McHugh, and if they get them firing that bit better, I think we could be under pressure.
No, good. That's all from my guests tonight, Damien Donlan, John O'Connor, John Jigger O'Connor, and from Brendan Devaney. Just to remind you, that game in Hyde Park, all the games on Sunday are at 2 o'clock, but that one is at 2:30, so it must be something to do with the official opening or something, they have official opening of Dr. Hyde Park. Dublin and Tyrone is on Saturday night in Crow Park. Kerry and Mayo is in Austin Stag Park in Tralee on Saturday night, and you have Monaghan and Cavan, a big game in certain a good local derby. Yep. There should be
fireworks
on that one. That one is also in Castleblaney on Sunday, 2 o'clock. And of course, Derry and Fermanagh are also in action in Division 2 this weekend. Fermanagh are at home to Galway in Brewster Park. That's Sunday. And Derry and travel to Taunton Park in Navan to play Meath. Certainly Derry and Meath, two big teams struggling, boys, aren't they?
Not really.
Yeah. Really. Look, that's it from me for this week. My thanks to my special guests tonight. Really delighted to have Damien Donlan, John Jigger O'Connor and Brendan Devaney with us, and we look forward maybe to having them again over the course of the year, maybe when Donegal and Roscommon play in that All-Ireland final in the 3rd of September. September. For me, Tom Cormack, from Jimmy Stafford and the sound, good evening, Shachtan, Fogun Stone, good morning.